This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes when we are visited by loved ones, it's easy for us to assign their characteristics because we know them, we remember them, or at the least we've heard about them in life. If it was someone who maybe we didn't know firsthand, but maybe a grandparent or a great aunt or uncle or something that is watching us, there's things that others who are around can share with us about that individual. But what happens when you're visited by a loved one who no one has ever really known? And you don't even know their name. That's what happens in our next story. A young man is visited by his sister, a sister who was stillborn, in a tragedy that struck a family 18 years prior. What are those visits like? And what sort of hope does the sister bring to her brother, who she never met? Take a listen. I've always been a lonely guy. No brothers or sisters, and not that many friends, to be honest. I prefer my own company, but you can only be alone for so long before depression and loneliness kick in. That all started when I was 9 years old. My mother had lost her second child due to the baby, who was female, being a stillbirth. At the time, I did not understand the emotional pain that could cause a family. My mother cried for days, and no one wants to see their mother cry. So I thought I'd try to draw a picture of what I believed my sister would look like. Short, pink hair, blue top, matching blue flower dress, white socks, ballet shoes, and a green hair clip. It was all scribbly, but it made my mother happy. And that's all that counted to me. She told me I should always keep her close and that one day I would meet her. Now, me being only 9, I heavily took that out of context. I became all excited and ran into my room to continue my drawings of her. I drew all sorts, me and her in a field of flowers, the whole family at a fun fair, her opening Christmas and I's presents. But the thing is, it started to take over my life. My friends would ask me to come out, but I'd say, sorry, cannot. My sister might come and I might miss her. My drawings grew and grew in number, and it started to worry my parents, so they put a stop to it. My mother and father finally sat me down and told me that she was in heaven and that I misunderstood what my mother had told me that day. I was upset. I cried for what seemed was hours, hugging all the drawings of me and her tight. It was not much the fact that I misunderstood. It was more the fact that I thought I would never have to be alone again. Little did I know. Many years later, I would turn out to be right. So fast forward until 2 months back at 10:34 p.m. on a June evening. My parents have been apart for 4 years now, but I'll not go into that since it's not related to these string of events. Night one. My father is at work. I'm upstairs in my room on my laptop, a typical night. I would not hear from my dad until early Sunday, so I had takeaway money, but I did not bother. I needed to save some money anyway, so I just made myself some microwave pizza and chips, which suited me. I walked back upstairs to my room, and suddenly, the main hall light got cut. I jumped a bit, then sighed a couple of seconds later, and came right back on. I did not think much of it and just walked back into the room and shut the door. I sat in my bed, ready to tuck into my tea until my wardrobe suddenly creaked open. I was frightened for a second, but then I felt a cold breeze. I realized my window was open. I went to close my wardrobe, but much to my surprise, and I'll admit my joy, I saw a box labeled Memories. I pulled out the big brown box and decided to see what memories it held. I opened the box, and there she was, my little sister. We'll provide all the drawings of her, at least, and started looking through all of my childhood work. I subconsciously brought them closer to me. Before I knew it, I was hugging them. It was then when I felt a hard grip on my shoulder. It was not crushingly painful. It just felt like a lot of pressure was being applied. It was then a huge gust of wind that flew in. And without anything in my mind, I heard the words, "You remember." I turned around, but I could not see anyone. The pain on my shoulder was still there. I could not move it, no matter how much I tried to force it. I heard the voice in the wind again, but it sounded a little angrier. I was confused and just said, "Yes?" as if I said it as a question. The pain eased and the wind stopped. In fact, the pain was replaced with a warm feeling. I cracked a smile for some unknown reason, I'll not lie. The feeling was fantastic, not pleasurable. It was more like you're being hugged and being warmed up on a cold night. I looked down at the photos, still smiling. Night 2. Dad came home and asked me how my night was. I described it. I should not tell him, so I just said it was the same and got the same old, But as luck would have it, he had to work extra so he could have some time next week off, since he promised to take me to the cinema. I didn't mind. It meant I could bury myself in my pictures. I opened the box again and brought out all the pictures. I counted them up, 25. I was no artist, and even today I have trouble drawing a stick figure, but they were sentimental, and I loved them. Still do. Anyway, I decided to pick out a favorite. It was the last one I drew before my parents broke the news to me. It was a drawing of me and her in the middle of a field of flowers. I smiled and again found myself hugging it. The pain shoulder returned. I had closed the windows, yet the wind was blowing against my window furiously. I could identify the feeling of the pain more this time. It was as if I was being leaned on. I heard a voice. It was hard to place, but I made out the word, "Pretty?" I did not know how to respond. I heard it again, this time saying, "Am I?" I was confused and slightly frightened, but somehow I remained relatively calm. I answered with a little confidence, "Beautiful." The wind stopped just like yesterday. The pain in my shoulder was also gone and replaced by the same feeling of a warm hug. I felt tired, so without giving it any more thought, I went to sleep feeling that warm hug the entire night. Night 3. I decided to look up paranormal happenings on the internet, since what was happening clearly was not normal, but was not life-threateningly important either. I had stumbled across some theories and stories from other people, but nothing could really help me. I found reasons that sounded like they could relate to me, but I don't know that they fit the conditions. A manifested spirit took the form of my dreams. I never dreamt of her. I found it strange I did not, but still. A spirit is drawn to me by the anger of the haunted in question. Well, I'm a mellow guy. I do not feel anger or scare easily, so I guess I can write this off. A recent traumatic experience is causing immense and realistic hallucinations. Well, I had an uneventful life up until recently, but if you count losing 10 on a bus, then sure. So to put it simply, I was at a dead end. My dealings with her did not end. While I was still searching, the pain yet again returned, this time in both shoulders. But what was different was that this time it felt like someone's hands were trembling. The small voice, almost crystal clear, whispering in my ear, "What's my name?" I was terrified this time. I swung around, holding my chest, breathing heavily. No one was there. My door was closed as always. I gasped for air and ran downstairs to my father. He laughed at me and said, "What's the matter? Seen a ghost?" I turned to him in a flash. With him still slightly chuckling, I could hardly talk. My throat was barren. I walked to the kitchen and downed half a liter of water. I started to calm and think about what had happened. It was when it really hit me after 9 years. I never actually got to know my sister's name. After fully recovering from my shock, I asked my dad about her. To my surprise, he was incredibly open and willing to talk about it. He told me her name was meant to be Serenity. Only fitting, I guess. A beautiful girl should have a beautiful name. I had to wait another 2 nights until I next heard from her. I did not sleep a wink. I was about to nod off until I just heard what I assumed was crying, but sleep was taking over. I started compromising with myself, saying how it's only the fact I've not slept in 48 hours, so then something felt weird. I normally fidget and move a lot when I'm sleeping, but I felt a weight on my legs. did not hurt, but it was troublesome. I blinked a few times and tried to shift the burden to no success. It was then I looked up and saw her. She was as pale as could be, but it was her. Short pink hair, blue top, matching blue flower dress, white socks, ballet shoes, and a green hair clip. I cannot believe my tired eyes, but I do not blame you if you think I'm a liar. I mean, I thought it was just a mind trick, but my legs felt cold and her little sobs were clear as day. She looked at me dead in the eye and asked my name. I was still very tired, so it took a while for me to realize what was happening. She looked as if she was going to start crying until I finally came back to sense. Serenity. My vision was going blurry and I started going lightheaded. She moved closer to me and appeared to tilt her head. I repeated her name, but every time I did, I started losing consciousness. Just as my light head got the better of me, a warm embrace took me over. Then a warm sigh of relief from the girl, as if she had been given some sort of wonderful news, and I fainted. Then, not a second later, I shot up, wide awake and alert, because it felt like someone had tickled me. I looked at my wall and saw my favorite picture of me and her, me and Serenity, me and my sister, in a picture frame on my wall. My dad opened my door and walked in and said, "Like it? You always carried that with you, even to school when you were a kid. You always were strange. Must have got it from your mom." I sighed at him and retaliated by mocking his shiny chrome dome head. But I thanked him also. I'll always see her when I wake up. And 2 months later, I still do. I sometimes get visits from her. I cannot see her physically, but she makes herself known. We look through our pictures together, and I'll admit she gets a bit kind of stroppy sometimes and throws my coursework off my desk, hides my phone. But real or not, even if it all was a traumatic manifestation or if it was an honest hand-on-heart experience, I still go to bed after every visit feeling that warm hugging feeling. I know it's a long story, but I can assure you it's a real experience. Experience I will never forget.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.